All right, if you've got a Bible, we'll be turning to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. The four songs, by the way, I will keep this short. So just hang with me for just a minute. Brother Lowell said, if you see me bending my, putting my head down and my eyes are closed, I'm not sleeping, I'm praying. I said, well, I'm going to try to see if I can preach while sleeping right now. Charlie led us in four songs, and the first three of those songs, all three of them mention earth and heaven from in different perspectives, but all three, even the song Sing and Be Happy, you know, kind of says, you know, if your fortunes here on earth are not what you want them to be, you still have something to hang on to be happy about. Clearly the song This World Is Not My Home is talking about both. And then A Beautiful Life, you know, while you're living here, do the work that you were given to do. As life is fading and we're looking forward to a place where the sun will never set. Four song Victory in Jesus, we'll talk about that in just a minute. But all three of those songs deal with, again, our time here on earth and then the time that we're looking forward to. And the most explicit of those, though, The World Is Not My Home. I think that song, which echoes several passages that jump around in my mind, but is an important reminder for all of us that have given our life to Christ. Even tying in with what we talked about this morning, you know, that we were separated, we've been brought near. And then, as Paul says, so then, you know, you're no longer aliens, you're no longer strangers, you're now members of the household of God. Okay? Members of the household of God. With that in mind, let's look at something that Paul also said in a different letter, Philippians 3. In chapter 3, I'm not going to cover this whole chapter. I'm just going to cover a very few verses. But in chapter 3, Paul is kind of taking an accounting of his life. And he starts off by looking at his past life in Judaism and how, if it were possible to be saved by your own righteousness, he's like, I got all the credentials, you know, circumcised on the seventh day of the tribe of Benjamin and on and on and on. And he says, but all of that I count for loss. I realize now that all of those personal credentials that I had are nothing. And then in the middle, he kind of uses an athletics metaphor by saying, you know, as I live now, I'm pressing on toward the goal. You know, I realize that in my walk with Christ, I am pressing on toward what's been promised. And then the last part, he kind of looks toward the future. And he says this in verse 17. He says, brothers, join in imitating me. Not the only time in Scripture that he says that in his letters. He says, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Okay? So he says, surround yourself with people who are followers of God, who are living out their faith, and follow their example. But then in contrast, you have verses 18 and 19. He says, why is it important to surround yourself with people who are living out their faith and to imitate them, join in with them? Why is that important? For many, not few, many. You know, Jesus said, wide gate, wide, you know, path. Many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame. And I really want you to zero in on this last characteristic of the many. He says, with minds set on earthly things. Again, remember those Psalms, the contrast between earthly and heavenly. And that second song that Charlie led us in, that explicitly where we're singing, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, which is an allusion to Matthew 6, where Jesus says, you know, lay on up for yourselves treasures here on earth, you know, where moth and rust corrupt and thieves break in and steal. Anything that you would put your faith in here on this earth is subject to failure. It will happen. You're not taking any out of it with you. Whatever you put your faith in here, your job, your money, your family status, your social circles, your whatever you put your faith in, it's ultimately going to fail you. And he says these many that I'm warning you about, you know, their minds are set on earthly things. And then you have verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Even those of us who have committed our lives to Christ, we face a constant barrage of temptation to put our focus here. To live as though this is our home and this is where we, you know, where our cares are going to be. I know I do. And I also know that when I feel the weight of the struggles of this life the most are when my treasure is here or is being pulled down here rather than where my true citizenship should be. And just like we always need a reminder of where we came from, we also need a constant reminder of where our true citizenship is. That the more we're entangled in thinking that all the stuff that happens here is what's important, the further we're going to be from being members of the household of God and living out the mandate of our true citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That last song that Charlie led us in before I got up here, Victory in Jesus. And we await a Savior to come back. He comes back. He's already completed His mission. He's going to come back to bring everybody home. But the only way we can be a part of that victory is to have our citizenship in the right place. And I think there's a lot of us that lose focus on what's really important. What's really important. Where our treasure really should be. What the priority of our lives should be. And it's one thing to sing about it. It's another thing to live it out. And so let this be a reminder to all of us as we study this morning about being built in, you know, the household of God, being built upon this foundation, that we have to live that out. Live out our true citizenship. Live out our true citizenship so that we can receive that gift of victory. You know, Jesus was victorious over the grave. And He's going to come back to take His followers home. And may we all be a part of that number, that enjoy that victory, enjoy that crown, because God has given us, because we have persevered through this life. If you're here tonight, you're here this afternoon, and you've never made that choice, that commitment to God, we encourage you to do that. If there's anything else we can do for you, please come while we sing our invitation song.